It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
On In the Loop, we got our guy B. Scott hanging out, which means coming up next, it's time to get into B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
It's going down. H-Town. Howard Clark. B. Scott.
That's something to get you in the right mood.
If you need it, if you need that, just kind of, you know, tap into the arm. If you need that boost, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, he got it for you on a Tuesday. Time for B. Scott's thoughts in the loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Attitude, and of course, the aforementioned B. Scott.
So I want to get into this first, and I didn't even put this on the dot, but this is where my mind is at right now. The biggest concern, or this is how I'll put it, the part that is most concerning about where the Texans are right now for me really is, what is it doing to CJ Stroud? And I'm one of these folks that still believes, but is not in the business of making excuses for CJ Stroud. Like, still believe in CJ Stroud. I don't feel like what we saw last year was fool's gold. Even a lot of what we've seen this year, honestly, like in the midst of the bad, there have also been so many flashes of just transparent, obvious talent. It is there. So there is no need to question that part. The part that I'm questioning and the part that is making me uncomfortable with watching the Texans right now is, what is the impact that all of this, from the poor pass protection and also the inability to really run the ball consistently, right? Because it's like, how do you help a struggling quarterback be able to run the football, right? Like, that helps any quarterback, even when it's doing well.
Correct.
So not having that, the play calling being, let's just to be generous, call it less than ideal. Not great, I think it's fair. How is all of that impacting CJ Stroud? And Reggie, you mentioned something interesting about as it pertains to Bobby Slowick in the kind of in the break before we actually got back on air.
Made an interesting point.
but think about this. Where is Bobby Slowick's OG?
Yes, that is how I termed it.
That's how you termed it with Bobby Slowick. What's the residual for, what's the trickle down on CJ Stroud? Where's his OG? Who might that be? And when it comes to, hey, we got to reel this in, we got to get this right. Like, we feel like Bobby Slowick is either frazzled or needs to get his head out of his tail, or whatever,
or just has a lot of work on him, man. Right. We got a lot in the inbox.
Whatever the case may be. So who is the voice in Bobby's ear? Who is the voice in CJ's ear? And can we trust it? Do we know? First of all, do we know if it exists?
Yeah.
Like, is there a voice beyond just those voices themselves that exist? And then can you trust it? Like, where is it at? And what is the impact ultimately on the development of your young quarterback? Because I'm not as much worried about the Texans in this season. And like, can they win the division and go to the play? Like, they're going to do all of that. I feel pretty confident they're still going to do all of that. But is the quarterback trending in the right direction or the opposite? And that's the part that's making me really uncomfortable.
Answer. You know the answer.
I feel
to that.
Like I do know the answer, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like the answer. Yeah,
and I know they're telling CJ Stroud to trust things and step up in the pocket. Don't go back. The thing that got me the most, that I went a legitimate B. Scott, is when he starts he wasn't even really getting out of the pocket against the Jets. He was just going straight back and crumbling. That was bad. Was a sign that it is affecting him, that he's seeing ghosts, hearing ghosts, whatever it may be. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, the effect on CJ Stroud was like right in front of us. He never would have done that.
Well, and also, so that's a point on seeing ghosts. Yeah. I'll make one about like just judgment overall. We mentioned the interception that was intended for Tank, should have been a touchdown.
Correct.
A gimme, it felt like.
Agreed.
Or should have been.
Yeah.
Judgment there, awful. Like, let it rip. What are you doing? That's one example. Mm-hmm. A lesser example is that, y'all remember the sack where he tries to spin out, tries to spin away from the defensive lineman? And it's like, who do you think you are? Where do you think you're going? Yeah. And we've seen him do that before, but in this case, it seemed like just a misjudgment of where you are on the field and the likelihood of you actually
being able. And how fast he goes to it.
Right. How fast he goes to it. And
you know what it feels like to me? That is a dude who's like, hey, man, I don't know if I can or should trust everybody else. Okay, I need to have the responsibility. It's what I termed the Superman complex.
Yeah,
right? You get to a point where you're like, all right, I'm the quarterback. I'm the leader guy. I'll take on more responsibility and more responsibility and more responsibility. And there's something to be said about leadership or what have you, and understanding that you are not Superman and that you can't do all of this. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I'm going to spin out and do all this. Is like, who the hell do you think you are? Well, he thinks he's Superman in that moment, and I have to be the guy who carries this.
Yeah, and that's the part that's troubling. Like, so do we have a bit of, not a talent issue, but an identity crisis of sorts with CJ Stroud? Because Rodney Harrison asked him this, like a real quick interview before the game. Hey, what do you need to do for the Texans to win tonight? What do you need to do for your team to be? He said, I need to be myself. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Who is yourself right now? Like, I would have known or felt like I knew what that meant around this time last year. Who is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Who is yourself right now, and how much of it is it him, or is it the surrounding, you know, the environment around him? And that's the part that I feel like is got to be the most concerning part for Texans fans right now.
Yeah, for sure. I think we had that on the docket for 1P, right?
Like, yes, just, we did.
How do you get that confidence back that it seems like he has lacked? And maybe that's not the right word, but I think you get what I'm trying to get to, right? Because there's something that is, even if it's just the glint in CJ's eyes, there's something that has been taken or that is not there in the same capacity as it had been prior, even at the start of the season. And how do you restore that in the course of the remainder of the season is something that we really got to get to the bottom of. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But y'all know what's really weird about it, though, is that a lot of this game against the Lions, it felt like it was coming back.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, it left just as fast.
That's the part.
That's another sign.
I don't get that.
As soon as it started going bad, he never would have been like that before.
Yeah, it just, that first half, man, if even when... And this is another one of my issues.
That first half was, that was the CJ we've all seen.
It was. And even in the midst of it, I can remember feeling like, man, these 3 field goal drives are ass.
But it wasn't necessarily like you could see CJ was balling.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Even in the midst of that, I'm like, but you know what?
Yeah.
They're doing the stuff that was talked about in the media throughout the week. The stuff that was in that players only meeting article that Jonathan Alexander wrote for the Houston Chronicle. Like, CJ Stroud talking about needing to go out there and have more fun. I know that Clint Sterner doesn't really like the rhetoric around, hey, we need to be more loose and be more fun. But it did feel like, however you want to look at it, it was helping them.
Yeah.
Or it was having at least some kind of positive effect in the first half of that game on Sunday night. Where did it go? What happened?
Quickly.
Yeah. And it felt like just, you know, maybe it's throwing a pick to, like, you know, promptly to start the second half.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, it was really the tale, not just the tale of two halves, but the tale of 2 quarterbacks in one, which really, really, really concerns me.
Yeah. And that's the big concern, right? Regardless of what the season is, that's the dude that this era of Texans football hinges on, right? We could talk about this team and how disappointing it would be for them to underachieve and only win the AFC South and maybe not do a whole bunch in the postseason. But if CJ Stroud is somehow long term affected by this particular season of poor pass protection and so on and so forth, that would be the real tragedy of all this. It's one of the reasons why people lamented not making a move at the trade deadline, even understanding that you're not going to fix the entirety of this offense line. It's just like, the stakes are so damn high, right? Yeah. Shout out to De La Soul. Stakes is high here.
Yep.
You know?
100%. Now, this would be one of my other points that I was going to get to. I think it's okay, and this ties in with CJ. I think it's okay to admit that perhaps we were wrong about this Texans team. Like, we came into this thing thinking, okay, they went from second tier AFC team to, hey, they're right there with the Chiefs, with the Ravens, with the Bills, with the teams that they're chasing.
Yeah.
They ain't. So I think it's okay to realize that and to admit that. I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world for them to win a division. Let's say win one playoff game and then lose in the divisional round like they did last year or something to that effect. That's not what we want, but that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. To negatively impact the quarterback's growth and development, I mean, that's what we're talking about with the Bears right now, right? The reason why they're about to be on their third offensive coordinator in 2 years. Like, that's what that's about, because they knew even before they hired this guy, and certainly once they fired Shane Waldron, that, hey, our future is invested in this dude. Similar situation over here. Like, you can afford to have a disappointing season where you just make the playoffs in a pitiful AFC South. You cannot afford to take steps back with your quarterback.
Well, and that's why I feel like there should be a sense of urgency, desperation, whatever you want to call it, because you can't let that happen. You can't say, you know what, let's just get through the year. Maybe we'll surprise some people. Maybe CJ will work some magic. Maybe this, maybe that. Because the long term, you know, the downside of the long term effect on CJ Stroud, you got to be more urgent about not avoiding that. You know, and that's why, who knows, you know, how it's going to be, whether it's shifting play calling, shifting approach, more personnel, whatever it may be. You can't afford to risk that.
Here's what I love, though.
Okay.
It is still, we are still in a spot where they control the destiny and they still control the narrative. Like, only but so much, because none of us think this offensive line is good. So we feel like they're stuck with that. But it did look better.
It sure did.
It did look better on Sunday, and this was our first run with it. So they are still in a position. I know it's all doom and gloom right now.
It did look better for a half, though.
For a half.
And that was the thing that I was wondering about Patterson at left guard, right? The idea that when we were still thinking that it was going to be Patterson then slotted back in at left guard was like, okay, how much of that is the new you know, player bump? You know how they talk about in, like, in football or basketball, here's a new coach bump, and, like, people play better for a period. Like, is that the new left guard bump, and then people, other teams get a little bit of a feel for it and then are able to break it down, right? And I don't know if that's fully the case with the offensive line, but one of the things you were talking about that kind of broke down the second half, you start getting holds at that left guard position. This time it's Juice Scruggs. You start seeing that, like, does that hold up? Does that better play hold up over a sustained period of time, or was that a short time bounce?
Yeah, it's an issue. Like, there's just no way to work around it, man. Honestly, it is an issue to put a pin in and to keep an eye on. But one of these things that we do when a team collapses like this, the way the Texans did, is we focus on the collapse. We focus on the fact that they don't know how to close out games, apparently, or that they have this propensity to play in these one-score games, whether they win them or lose them. They're either winning ugly or they're losing late, right? This is still the same team that dominated the Detroit Lions in the first half. Like, that did happen. We don't get to pretend like it didn't happen just because we didn't like the result.
Sans Will Anderson Jr., sans Nico Collins.
Yeah.
It happened. So that is in there somewhere.
Correct.
It is up to them, and they still have enough time to do it, right? And I think it benefits them to be in the AFC South, where they'll win some games and winning will buy you time, but it is up to them to figure out how to tap more into first half Texans and not second half Texans.
And you're right, but damn it, that's what I've been mad about all year long. That's because every they're getting the win, and I'm like, but that's the fullness of this team.
Yeah,
they haven't shown it to us particularly all game, right? We'll get a little taste. We'll get taste to the point of making the Detroit Lions look like they on the ropes, and we just don't get the whole thing. It's like, you know, you go to the Sam's Club and they get you the little sample, and you're like, all right, let's buy the whole thing. No, we can't buy the whole thing.
Yeah, but you know what? Even in the first half, like, and I was going to mention this, first half, we focus on the collapse. First half, how about instead of three field goal drives?
Well, sure.
It's just two field goal drives.
And a touchdown.
And when Joe Mixon sets you up with first and goal on the three, you punch it in. Then we're not even having this conversation.
But then one, two bad things happen, and it all comes apart.
Yeah. They got to figure that out.
And that's the issue.
How they respond to
adversity,
that's something that they got to figure. Because that is also the markings of a winning franchise or a winning team,
right? I mean,
right?
Look at Detroit.
Look at Detroit. Look at the Chiefs. Look at teams. Look at the Ravens. Look at different teams around the league who do have some pelts on the wall. They figure it out when the quote-unquote rubber meets the road.
Oh, man. B. Scott's thoughts. 11:20 on a Tuesday. This feels good to have these kind of conversations. But we're not done. He's still here for one more segment on the hour. Let's get into what's popping, where I'd like to get into the Rockets' brain of Brandon Scott after they got a victory over the Wizards last night. But it's not just about that. There's some other things that the Rockets' name have come up with around the NBA sphere that I want to talk to him about. We'll do it next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.